Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, y'all. This is Charity Daniels, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. You leave it right where it's at. You'd be glad you did.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The people throughout Europe are rising up to resist the incredible totalitarian moves by their governments. But one of the greatest uprisings is happening in France, where the people are resisting a vaccine passport put forth by Macron. Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest for my new listeners. Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV shows, and he's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. It's always a pleasure, a deep pleasure to be on with you. You have a great show.
Thank you so much. It's so great always to have you with us. And we're going to jump right in here, Paul. The French Parliament voted actually against the people's will to require COVID-19 vaccine passports to participate in public life. When did the French people vote in a totalitarian government? It's crazy.
Well, what you see happening is an uprising from the people now because of the COVID restrictions. The requirement of a COVID passport, and the French people decided they're not going to take it anymore. And what's interesting, when you look at the riot scenes in Paris, for example, you see the police now, in part at least, supporting and siding with the American people. We also have the senior French military standing up to Macron now, and they want to replace this government as soon as possible in France.
Yeah, I think his days are numbered. Macron. I mean, he's never been so unpopular, has he?
Never.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
now, I received an interesting report too that a very senior doctor researcher in Italy was found dead this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And they think that he was working on some solutions of vaccine enhancements in his lab regarding COVID-19. So it's a very suspicious action this morning, as far as some people are concerned, that he may have not done or committed suicide.
Yeah, isn't it funny that these people that are always important to the rest of us end up committing suicide with, you know, I mean, come on, this is, we're really not that dumb. Pfizer wasn't in town, were they?
Well, they may have been.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you, we've really got to look into Pfizer. We know the government won't.
They won't.
Audrey, I am so upset with this government that we have. They've gone rogue on it. Yeah. On us, they're political aristocracy. They feel they're elite, above the law. You see an ex-retired president having a 500-person mask off, I'm sure, birthday party for Obama with 200 slave servants up there serving him.
Oh my gosh.
The government doesn't care what we think anymore. That's why we must take the government back.
Yeah, yeah.
The people, by the people, for the people, must take this government back. How we're going to do it, I'm afraid there's so much damage going on now that we can't wait for the elections. There have got to be recalls, these governors, these state individuals, the mayors in these cities are not abiding by the law. They've got to be removed immediately by the people.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're seeing in other Western governments, but especially here, they're not rising up in the streets yet. I don't know what it's going to take for them to do so, but they we still have the pharmaceutical companies, especially Pfizer, that is working through the media to now crank up this bogus Delta variant. There is no Delta variant. India says there's no Delta variant. This is a regular virus, and what's happened is we've all been talking about what's in these so-called vaccines, and it's made them more vulnerable to a virus, and that's why you're seeing all these breakthrough viruses. But unfortunately, now the media is just lying about that too. I don't know what they think they're doing, but I think they forgot that all the governments in the world agreed to, that is, all the democracies agreed to, the Nuremberg Code of 1947, and they've already violated that. They're already violating that.
This is political tyranny against the people. Political tyranny against the people. The elitists, the aristocrats, they put these people in government in these positions, and they're taking total advantage of their positions now, passing legislation, and that's, of course, the only thing that Congress is doing. They're absolutely worthless at this time, and they're just passing more debt for the American people by these bills that they seemingly are going to pass now as, quote, infrastructure and so on.
Yeah.
But this government has gone totally astray.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We already know the communists that are within the Democrat Party, which basically have control of the party. But the problem is not them. We already know who they are. The problem is the Republican Party. I still think that President Trump was wrong not to start a new party when he could have. I know there's a great deal of logistical nonsense involved in that, but now we're still supporting a party that is helping the Democrats do what they're doing to this country.
Yeah, well, they have 14 Republican senators, I think, vote for the support of the Biden infrastructure bill. They don't know how to fight. The Republicans don't know how to fight. There's a handful. Marjorie Greene from Georgia, she's a fighter.
Chip Roy. Yeah.
But for the most part, they think they can get on television.
Yeah.
And they can orchestrate some kind of a media platform there show how disgusted they are. But you've got to fight today. This is a fight for the country, Audrey.
Yeah.
A fight for the Republic.
I wonder if, you know,
they're not doing it.
Exactly. I wonder if Americans really realize how very serious this is, what's going on, how our freedoms are being violated. You know, there's his name is Dr. Michael Youssef in Georgia, who said that what instead of thanking the American people for even surrendering some of our freedoms for what was supposed to be 15 days has turned into a never-ending ability of the government now to say, well, we'll let you know when you can live your life again. Since when? Since when did they give us our rights? What does the Constitution say? They did not give us our rights.
Well, they've taken those rights away, at least for temporary period of time. American people, all I can say is stand up, fight at the county level, the city level, do what you can to oppose any of this tyrannical power that's coming down from the federal, state, and local governments. Stand and be tough when the going gets tough. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The tough get going. Yeah, exactly.
And the tough get going. And that's what we need to do. Personally, in my family, I mean, we're so fed up with what's going on with our weak politicians that we know that we need some other form of leadership to get us back on track. I'm not sure what that is. I have some ideas. But we need new leadership immediately in America.
Right. Now, in our case, you know, well, we know what happened in the 2020 election. So it was absolutely unequivocally stolen from the American people. So I don't know how we are going to. This is a constitutional crisis here. But over in France, they have a direct democracy, so they can change the government at any time.
Right.
Do you think that this is what's going to happen?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to happen. And I think you may even see it pass on to other states over there. If France takes the lead, I mean, you may see it happen in Germany to some degree, in Great Britain, in Italy, and in Spain. I mean, people are fed up with this across the world. And then seeing the aggressive action by the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party now with new orchestrated threats against Taiwan. The Indian armed forces now have sent some of their ships into the South China Sea because I think they can see some of the actions are being taken by the Chinese Communist Party and threats to take over and take down Taiwan. By the way, which is one of the primary chip makers in the world. Everything runs on chips today, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, exactly. Now, and one Western country down under, Australia, is seeing, it looks as though, if you look and you see the videos of what's going on, it looks as though there was a coup. It looks like there was a military coup there because the military is on the streets forcing people to either stay in their homes in some cases, they are taking people to the hospital to force them to vax. What happened to Australia?
Australia's gone completely woke. The Australian people are tough and strong people. They've got to stand up against this total lockdown in Australia, even the beaches have been locked down. And of course, the Australians live and love their beaches and the water there. Listen, if the people tolerate this any longer, it's their own fault.
Yeah.
And they have all the rights and they have the capability to stand off and fend off these aristocratic, tyrannical politicians. It's got to be done around the world.
Yeah.
We've got to have some order in the world, and particularly in our cities in America, all these young people are getting killed, these black teenagers, every day, and no one's doing anything about it.
No.
I mean, this is a time to stand up and turn this government around.
We have to. We don't really have a choice at this point, and I hope Americans and listeners, we realize this. We have to because we have entities that will not, they're relentless, and they're going to try to take over no matter what. And of course, that's coming through the Biden administration. I don't want to take any culpability away from companies like Pfizer because the whole thing with the vaccine passports and the vaccines has to do with them, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, but mostly Pfizer. Where in the world are these people getting this power from?
The government's given it to them. The Faucis in the world, they have funded Wuhan. They have worked with the likes of Bill Gates and George Soros, who are globalists that want to change this country forever. These people should be arrested. I mean, it's unbelievable what this Bill Gates from Microsoft has done with all of his money. Let's get smart, America. These corporations that we have in America, get smart. Don't go woke on us like Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
But I'm just chagrined at the rioting. Well, I shouldn't say rioting, but the demonstrations and the attacks on innocent civilians in these cities, and particularly in the black communities where these kids are getting killed again. The police have to stand up and stop following the orders of these politicians that won't do anything. Police, take over. Arrest them for negligence of duty if you have to.
Well, exactly. Instead of following these people, these politicians who are going against the Constitution, even the police should be following the Constitution. And only when you don't start doing the bidding of mandates, you follow the laws. If there's no laws, then you tell them, go enforce your mandates yourself. Because you want people to back the blue, but they're not going to back the blue if the blue turns out like what the Metro Police are doing in the UK or what the police are doing down in Australia because they're against the people. Right. We can't have that here.
No, the police must be with the people. The police must be with the people right now.
Yeah. And unfortunately, exactly what they're trying to do to the military as well is they're trying to create a force that is against the people. They're trying to get the patriots out. They're purging them out.
Yep, and we're asking the ranks and file of the military to stand by the people and be aware of their four-star leadership in the armed forces today under this General Milley and Gordon Austin, the Secretary of Defense. I want to know why the Defense Department hasn't taken down the cartels who are creating more damage to America now. Plussing up what the Chinese Communist Party is doing to America. Well, this is a national security threat south of our border, and I've challenged the military. What is your strategy? What are your tactics to neutralize and take down the cartels? The answer is zero. That's negligence of duty of protecting the American people, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. They could do that, couldn't they? They could. They
absolutely. They're an enemy. They're a external enemy.
They should be on the border. They should create that buffer zone between us and Mexico, shouldn't they? Because the cartels are there, and they're also here.
Well, that's yeah. Again, a more of a defensive action. That's fine. But they have to actually attack this militarized cartel force. They have better weapons than the Mexican army. They have all the equipment they need, very advanced drones, very advanced financial system. This takes a military operation strategy to take down these cartels.
Yeah, and they're of course doing nothing. Instead, they're busy trying. Yeah, instead, Austin's busy purging out what he calls white supremacists, not BLM or Antifa, out of the military. Right. But yeah, not that, not at all. And I don't know if you saw that the DOJ, what a surprise, has dropped the charges for the elderly that have been murdered by Cuomo, as well as the sexual. Now, what's going on here? I mean, this is malfeasance.
Well, the judicial, for the most part, are part of the elitist, part of the aristocracy. Look at the millions of dollars we're paying in salaries to these people.
Yeah.
And they're not standing up for the people, but they're standing up for an elitist government. This is criminal. This is treasonous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's how serious it is, Audrey. We've got to do something immediately.
And one of the greater problems, which I'm hoping as these audits are still going through, they're still going through, even though the media won't cover them and just calls them fraudulent.
Right.
But when they do actually, and I believe they will, when they do actually show that he was not elected, which is obvious to anyone with a brain at this point that has any active gray matter, that he was not elected. I think that you'll have a really difficult time to put President Trump back in there. So I think let him sit there as a lame president, let him sit on his throne of lies, and let him be an example. He can do nothing. He can sign nothing. Until 2024, when Trump is reelected, because
Biden's support is waning each and every day. also Kamala Harris. She's been shown to be totally incompetent. Her lack of confidence, even within the Democrats, is increasing. So you basically have Obama running the White House through Susan Rice in the executive office building. This is where we're at. This is the state of affairs. This is total chaos in America. We, the people, can change it, though, if we stand up and do something about it.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we have Stand Up America U.S., yes?
Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Go support us, donate, help us out. We're doing great analysis. We're supporting other organizations throughout the United States. Also, go to Flag Officers for America, FLAGSO, Flag Officers, FLAG, I'm sorry, FLAG, Officers, OFFICERS, for the number four, .com, FlagOfficersForAmerica.com.
Okay.
We've got over 250 now generals and admirals retired standing up to what's going on and challenging the systems of America to take charge again.
Oh, excellent. And as always, I will have all of those links. You won't have to search for them. Just go right underneath. We have it right in the after show. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all those links that Paul just shared right there for you to follow him. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Thank you.